Our colleague Steve Inskeep has been traveling along South Asia's Grand Trunk Road. And not far off that road, he found Gold's Gym of Pakistan.
It looks less like a health club and more like a steel mill. No stairmasters, no treadmills, just a forest of iron bars and iron weights. Men lift barbells in suffocating heat, then grab a drink of water from a metal cup on a chain.
This is a machine for the chest.
This is a bench press here.
Yes.
Okay.
Smith machine.
The Smith machine. Yeah, what's shoulder, a Smith machine? Oh, for shoulders. Okay. Shoulder. All right.
Leg press.
Mansoor Samadali, the proud co-owner of Gold's Gym, speaks through our interpreter.
All the equipment here in the gym is the best in whole Asia.
Gold's Gym is a home for bodybuilders. Samadali says he's trained many a Mr. Pakistan or Mr. Asia with these weights. Have you ever been a bodybuilder?
He used to do it years back.
Did you look like that when you were younger? I'm looking at a poster of Arnold Schwarzenegger. Samadali shakes his head and points to another poster on the wall. Sylvester Stallone?
Yeah.
Oh, there he is. There's the picture of Sylvester Stallone, the young Sylvester Stallone, we should stress. The decor in Gold's Gym includes posters of female bodybuilders, the only images of scantily clad women we've seen anywhere in Pakistan. Samadali says this Gold's Gym has nothing to do with the gym chain in America. He's not sure where the name came from. We found the Gold's Gym sign on a building just off the Grand Trunk Road. It's in the tangled streets of the industrial city of Gujranwala, Pakistan. Nearby, you see the minaret towers of a mosque. Gold's Gym is a different kind of temple, its walls lined with mirrors so that young men can watch themselves getting ripped, which Muhammad Amer has done. His blue striped shirt is bulging. He says exercise brings positive energy for a new generation. He's 27 years old, studying for his master's degree at Punjab University. Muhammad Amer expects to work in the government for the telephone service, like his father did. He says this even though he thinks the government does nothing for the people.
And you want to go work for the government?
Yes, I want to go to a job.
Why? But why go work for the government if they
because
don't seem to be doing any good?
There is no charm in any other field of life.
It's your only chance.
In Pakistan, there is no opportunity.
Oh. Your only chance is to go work for the government and you think the government is no good?
No government is not good. This is universal truth.
I ask if he might become a professional bodybuilder, but he says he just wants to stay fit. So he pays the Gold's Gym membership fee, 300 rupees, about $4 per month. Another customer in his 20s, Khurram Shahzad, says it's not easy to become a champion bodybuilder in Pakistan right now.
The major fact is economy, no. Financial problem.
By financial problem, he means you can train on these weights, but it's hard for a true bodybuilder to afford the right food or find a steady job. Khurram says a kind of depression has settled over Pakistan with its economic trouble and terrorism. But at least he has a job at a pharmaceutical firm. He also has these heavy weights and the sweat.
Does lifting weights here relieve some of the stress?
This is a very good job. Exercise is a very good for every man.
Spend 20 minutes at Gold's Gym, he says, and the tension of Pakistan is released. You can get a look at Gold's Gym in a photo gallery we have at npr.org. Reporting from along the Grand Trunk Road, I'm Steve Inskeep.